You're listening to SBS News.
Philip Wilson was found guilty earlier this year of failing to report to police the abuse of two altar boys by paedophile priest James Fletcher in the New South Wales Hunter region in the 1970s. He has now been sentenced to 12 months imprisonment with a non-parole period of 6 months. Magistrate Robert Stone, who sentenced the 67-year-old, has ordered the Adelaide Archbishop be assessed for an intensive corrections order, which would allow him to serve his sentence in the community. Peter Gogarty, a victim of James Fletcher, says the Archbishop had probably been let off a little bit too lightly, but takes comfort in his conviction.
Having said that, I am very pleased that we've got a conviction. Yet again, I think we have made history here in Australia, the highest ranked church official to ever been brought to account for what we know was a worldwide systematic abuse of children and the concealment of that abuse. So I am content that we've done something in Australia that nobody else has been able to manage.
James Fletcher was found guilty in 2004 of 9 counts of child sexual abuse. One of the victims, Peter Cray, says he expected Philip Wilson, an assistant priest at the time, to take action after he told him James Fletcher repeatedly abused him when he was 10 in 1971. A second victim said he was about 11 in 1976 when he went into a confessional box to tell Philip Wilson how James Fletcher had abused him. Philip Wilson, who is suffering from the early stages of Alzheimer's disease, said he could not remember the two altar boys telling him in 1976 about the abuse. But prosecutor Gareth Harrison claimed the priest had maintained a cover-up attitude since 1976 to protect the church's reputation. Defence barrister Stephen Odgers argued the case was circumstantial and there was no evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the Archbishop was told about the abuse. A statement from the administrator of the Adelaide Archdiocese, Bishop Greg O'Kelly, has acknowledged the impact of abuse on survivors.
The proceedings have been adjourned until August 14, during which time he will be assessed for suitability for home detention. It is therefore inappropriate that I make any further comment about this case. However, in such circumstances, we should be very aware of the impact on survivors, their families, and all those who love them. I have witnessed the anguish and grief of victims. The Church must continue all efforts to listen and support them. I reiterate that our commitment to the safety of every child in our church and schools is paramount.
The Australian Institute of Family Studies has researched the longer-term impact of child sexual abuse and says there may be a range of negative consequences for mental health and adjustment in childhood, adolescence and adulthood as a result of abuse. The Institute says not all victims experience these difficulties. Family support and strong peer relationships appear to be important in helping to protect the victim, as is immediate support and protection of children who disclose abuse. Another of James Fletcher's victims, Daniel Feenan, says he believes life would have turned out very differently for him if he had been believed when he first disclosed the abuse to Philip Wilson.
If he had have done the right thing back in 1976, I would never have been abused. If the church had have then stood Fletcher aside, my life would be completely different. Completely different. Thank you for asking. I do feel I've got justice. Okay, I really do. The length of the punishment, you've really got to think of a term of a maximum of 2 years, and he's actually given him 12 months. He's the most senior Catholic to ever be charged, and he's actually giving him 50% of the maximum term. So that is groundbreaking in itself.
Mr. Feenan urges anyone who may have been sexually abused to make a report to police.
Absolute strong message today. The police are there. They've succeeded. Go speak to the police. If you are or have been a victim of sexual abuse, come forward, because it can happen and it can work.
A final decision on whether the Archbishop will serve a prison sentence or home detention is expected by mid-August. Uma Rishi, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.